8:07 currently on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, KBF listeners, your number one ag leader in all of Western Kansas. Now time for our weekly update with City Commissioner of Garden City, Matt Allen. Bringing Matt now live in studio. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Yeah, we were deciding whether we were going to record this or we were going to do it live, and we're like, yeah, we haven't done it live in a while.
Do live for the listeners on KBUF. Hey, we've got a lot going on in the city of Garden City right now. Some housing projects that are kicking off, and that's a positive. You know, for several years we've struggled with creating new housing, and we've got a couple of developments that are getting ready to break ground. One's an infill development called Hawkeye Development. It's over off on 9th Street. It's an undeveloped road. That road will get improved, which is going to be a nice addition. And seven or eight houses. And then Lost River Subdivision, which is on the north end of Garden City, is kind of Fleming extends upwards and to the north. The first phase of a much larger unit that'll have a few hundred units at full phase development that'll take up a fairly big track of ground between the north end of town where the Pioneer Trail is right now and covering half of the distance remaining between there and the bypass to the north, so US 5083 to the north. So that's a positive. We're excited about that. We still have some other subdivisions that are going along well. Chapel Heights is in an advanced phase of its full development over on the east side of town. And we've got another development over on the southeast side of town that's going on. So really kind of maybe turning the corner on the housing. We're still probably all in 500 to 600 units short in the community, and the added demand from all the industrial expansion that's been going on over the years continues to add to about 50, 60 each year. So trying to catch up with where we're supposed to be, and these projects, we're grateful that these developers are investing in the community. Outside of that, we've got a commission meeting next week, next Tuesday, so people are welcome to join us there. We've got we'll have a full business agenda. We'll probably do some final review of where our 2022 budget will end up. So that's good. That's good to get to that milestone in the budget process. So we'd invite folks to join us 1 p.m. 301 North 8th. Our meeting room's on the second floor, where you can join us live on Facebook or our YouTube channel.
All right, Matt. And Roy was talking about the how the school board was having to approve the housing projects and stuff like that. So been hearing a lot about the new housing stuff happening in Garden City, so that's pretty good. If folks are interested in more stuff about Garden City or just want a little bit more information about, you know, just the great town, where can they go to?
Yeah, check us out on our Facebook site, and also you can visit our website, www.garden-city.org. And we'll be putting updates on both those pretty regularly.
All right. That is Matt Allen with us live in studio here on KBUF, your number one ag leader in all of Western Kansas. He is the city manager for Garden City, Kansas. Thank you.